First we were told it was foreign buyers who had driven up the cost of housing in British Columbia. Then it was real estate speculators who were responsible. Now the BC government and much of the public and media have turned the guns on near phantom money launderers as the mystery boogeyman to blame for the unprecedented surge in Metro Vancouver housing prices from 2015 to 2017. Despite all the hyperbole and headlines, it turned out that foreign home buying in Metro Vancouver peaked at less than 5% of sales and has since fallen below 1%. The few remaining foreign homebuyers are still exposed to a 20% tax on their purchase. The provincial government then further weaponized taxes and thundered after residential speculators who it said were forcing tenants into the streets and driving up residential prices across the province. The speculation tax focuses on people who are treating our housing market like a stock market, said Finance Minister Carol James. The government then required the majority of BC homeowners to fill out a lengthy form on any homes they owned. Failure to do so results in taxes of thousands of dollars, guilty or not. The forms revealed that just 1% of owners could be defined as speculators, and most of these are BC families who happen to own a vacation home, often for generations. The money launderers are an even more elusive target, primarily because it is not against the law in BC, at least not yet, to pay cash for something. The recent government-ordered report on money laundering in BC real estate was vague to the point of nonsense. It could be worth $800 million. It could be $5 billion. Whatever, who knows? The report also stated that Manitoba and Saskatchewan have more money laundering in real estate than BC, which gives an idea of how much faith we should put in its findings. Now the provincial government has ordered an expensive commission of inquiry into money laundering in BC, which won't report back until May 2021. What politicians miss is that there is no mystery boogeyman to blame for high home prices. BC residents buy and sell more than 96% of residential real estate. All the biggest property developers are BC-born and built, and government delays and taxes have helped drive housing supply down and prices up. But it is easier, and more vote-friendly, to blame someone, anyone else.